anything too hard for the Lord? A great word for us today, whatever our circumstances. This is, of course, a large part of a larger reading from the book of Genesis. The story of Abraham unfolds as we read through Genesis, and there is such faith in Abraham and his journey. And in particular, in this passage, it all pivots on a note of hospitality, which we're beginning today, a very short series entitled, Be Our Guest. Our first 21 days of January have been about making room for God through prayer, fasting, worship, and hopefully we are continuing to learn what that means. And today we are asking everyone to expand, to make room for others, which is what we're doing when we're being hospitable. We are welcoming people to us. We are making room for people in our lives. And one of the important messages of today's reading is that when we sit down with other people, God reveals His work. And so it's quite possible that some of us, even this week, will have conversations with folks and we'll feel like we're in the presence of angels. That's what happens when we're together. God speaks in so many different ways. He speaks through other people. With that in mind, and with this passage, is anything too hard for the Lord, especially in mind? Let us go to God in prayer. We thank you, God, for this teaching from the life of Abraham. We thank you for these passages that stretch our horizons and even our faith. Lead us now to a greater understanding of your word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This word of Genesis about Abraham has a lot of applications for us. I'd like to just begin with the opposite of hospitality. We know too well that when we get out of a church environment, that it's not always hospitable. In fact, we as human beings, we can be rude. We can not make room for other people. We can walk past other people in need and not offer this kindness. And so we live in a culture that has gotten very comfortable not extending a warm welcome. And I believe the passage today calls that kind of life view into question, that God made us to be hospitable. God made us to be hospitable to people different from us. God gives us Jesus to draw us in because He welcomes us. And also because God welcomes us in the name of Jesus Christ, we are to welcome others. So on this matter of hospitality and not having hospitality, we are called as a church to be hospitable. I agree with Mrs. G, and wasn't she wonderful, by the way? You know, you're probably wondering, maybe we could have gone without a sermon today and we could have just done a concert. I wouldn't blame you if you thought that. But I'm thinking, moments like that, we are reminded of how others can come in and inspire us. and lead us closer to God. And that's what we're here to do as a church, to have this kind of environment where we are accepting and we are welcoming and we are inviting. There are people that are just beat up every day in their lives, in their marriages, in their, and I'm not speaking literally, I'm speaking just, it's difficult. It's difficult in their workplaces and in their homes and wherever they are. And the last thing we need in a church environment is to be anything less than hospitable. And I agree with Mrs. G. This is a very hospitable church. You have been there to help the stranger come in. And so in preaching this series, we're not recognizing the hospitality, the wonderful hospitality that's already happening and the good spirit, but we're seeking to build so that the pockets of hospitality can continue to grow. And when the people come here in the coming weeks at Shalimar United Methodist Church, they'll say things like, "It's the most hospitable church I've ever been to." Or, "I was welcomed. I was so welcomed when I came." There would be nothing more important for us to leave that impression on whosoever should come. And for the people that are already here, it's important to also say hello and to welcome and to invite each day. You know that word hello, when we greet each other on Sunday, it's huge. Because when I say hello to you and you say hello to me, we're reflecting on our week. We're reflecting on where it's been easy and where it's been difficult. We're reflecting on where it's been joyful and where it's been painful. There's so much that happens when we say hello. And we never need to take that hello for granted in the church, for people that have been here a long time or people that have been here a very short time, if people are here for the first time, to make the most of that moment where we say hello and we acknowledge this wonderful message that we are all accepted. That's good news, isn't it? In a world that often rejects, selects, in a world that sometimes doesn't include everyone, our message is the opposite because of Jesus Christ. Paul Tillich, the great theologian who wrote volumes of theology and preached thousands of sermons, he is most remembered for one sermon entitled with three simple words, "You are accepted." You are accepted. That's good news. No one here is beyond the grace of God and the reach of God to be brought into this wonderful relationship. And so we celebrate that in our environment. We are all welcome and we are all accepted. Every one of us. So the words "not welcome" would never be the words for a church. Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we're all welcome and we're to be welcoming. Now, this story of Abraham is interesting. It's a very interesting story. He's an old man. Have we noticed how old Abraham and Sarah are? And yet, here is a story about an old man and an old woman, about how God is going to use in an absurd way. And Abraham's under his tent. It's hot. And he sees these three visitors coming. Men, I suppose, maybe angels. Because as we follow them along through the book of Genesis, they're going to leave here and they're going to head towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And their message is going to be different for the people that are there. But they have come, and Abraham invites them to come and to sit down. And he brings water to wash their feet. He is sensitive to their needs, and he treats them as guests. He offers his hospitality. And when he offers this hospitality, he orders a tender calf, also a meal, and with bread baked. And so it is a very welcoming thing that Abraham did with these three guests, drawing them in. I suppose nothing draws in people like food. That hasn't changed. We're good at that in the church, aren't we? We draw people in with food. And that's what Abraham did. He offered acts of hospitality to wash their feet, to get them in the shade, and to just converse with them. Now, this conversation that Abraham had with these three guests, it would change his life. And that happens when we take a moment to be fully present with the people we're talking with. That God often speaks to us through other people. The scripture even says it like this later in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Abraham was hospitable, and in this hospitable spirit, he entertained angels. And then he heard God's plans for him through these three guests. They shared that this year ahead was going to be different than his other years, though he was old. That this time next year, you were going to have a son. The son you had always wanted to have. Sarah overheard, and she started laughing. And she said, "Who am I at this age to have pleasure and to bring a child into the world?" It was absurd. But yet in this moment, this hospitable moment, where these three guests were honored and this conversation took place, Abraham's life was beginning to change. He would be the father of a nation more numerous than the stars in the sky. And it all was revealed in this moment of hospitality with these three men. Angels, maybe. Men, maybe. God used them to reveal Abraham's future and Sarah's future and Israel's future. That teaching, is anything too hard for the Lord, comes up. And that is a verse for us to take with us today, no matter what we're going through. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. All things are possible with the Lord. And in this context, all things become clearer as we sit down and we spend moments with those that God uses to reveal his message to us. So where does this leave us with being a church and being hospitable? Well, I think we see that this spirit of hospitality, when it is present, then God can do his work. If we feel received, if we feel welcomed, if we feel accepted, God is able to then speak to us through other people and through what's going on. I wonder today if there's enough margin in our life for God to reveal himself to us, and if there's even more margin where God can reveal himself to us through other people. if we have time for other people. About a year and a half ago, I was buried under some work. I think it was a Monday, and it felt like a Monday. And what I had planned to do that day was not happening. And what I was involved with that day wasn't happening very well. It felt like a Monday on steroids. I received word from down the hall from one of our assistants that there was a man there to see me, and he wanted to come and pray with me. I didn't know him, and that was made clear. But he had decided that it was his day to come and pray with me specifically. I share with you that my initial reaction was not open. Already I felt behind. I did not know, and I wondered if this man had another agenda. My suspicions kicked up, and I thought this could make my day even worse if I take some time with this person. But after a moment of reflection, I thought, the way this day is going, I've got nothing to lose. So I consented. This gentleman came into my office, and in a most humble fashion, shared with me what he was doing. He said, I started in Escambia County, and I've been going around praying with every pastor. I know the life of a minister. I know what you go through. And he said, I've started my way through Okaloosa County now. The Lord placed on my heart to come to see you today and to pray with you. I can't tell you, having never met this man, how it seemed like he knew my inner spirit on that day. He knew what I was processing. He put my concerns to rest. And he prayed a very beautiful prayer, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And I felt like after that haggard feeling that he had poured balm on the needs of my soul for that day. You know, I think this guy is real. I do have a name. But there are days where I wonder, is he not an angel disguised as a stranger, somebody I don't know? I wonder if you've ever had any experience like this, where somebody came to you just at the right time, said the right word. Maybe they were a stranger, maybe they were somebody you didn't know very well, but your life was suddenly different. I believe that God does send his angels to us as strangers, people we may not know, people we may have an initial resistance to even welcoming. God uses other people to teach us about his purposes for our life. He did it with Abraham and Sarah. It was ridiculous. They were old. They were beyond childbearing years. But God had a plan for them. And he revealed this plan through these guests that were received through hospitality. So what's the takeaway from all this? I suppose we have a church sign of sorts. This is a church sign that I found this week that seems to be relevant. There are some questions that Google cannot answer. There are many things that we Google for answers. But the church provides for us God's word and God's answers. And, you know, one of the strongest messages we have, and it'll always be strong, we have a brand new message on one of our Family Life Center doors that has the word welcome. And so one of the takeaways here is to heighten our welcome. It's important. It's important that we welcome God's people. It's important that we welcome the strangers. It's important that we are fully present with people we're talking with, for they may have a message that's right for us on that day. So this week, the next 72 hours, sometime this week, I would imagine that most of us will find ourselves in a conversation with somebody, maybe we know them, maybe we don't, where we will start sensing God has placed someone in our path, a stranger maybe, but somebody that is giving to us the presence of an angel. Be aware. God brings such people in our life. Make room for those people when they come. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you that you come to us as we make room for you. And we thank you also that as we make room for other people, you speak to us through others. And so today, may we be open to these conversations this week that'll lead us closer to you. And may we be welcoming to all, particularly in this world that can often be harsh and resistant. But help us as a church to be open, to be welcoming, and to even recognize the strangers that may well be angels in our midst. Amen.